And if you haven't seen the pictures out of Glenwood Canyon, they're very hard to believe. We'll post a link of drone footage from the Colorado Department of Transportation at hereandnow.org so you can see for yourself. In the meantime, let's go deeper with Leslie Wood, another geologist at the Colorado School of Mines. Leslie, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
And were you surprised by the scale of damage here? The governor says the interstate could be closed for weeks.
I'm not surprised by the scale of damage. Even small mud flows or debris flows can do a lot of damage. And the one thing about those debris flows and mud flows is they came through very narrow feeders onto the highway. And so they had a very pointed effect. You know, it was like, in effect, it was like throwing a jet of water and soil and rocks through a very small, narrow opening. It doesn't take much force to carry some really big rocks and just a lot of big mass. And you know, if it's moving at 10 miles per hour, that's because of the density of the material, that's probably equivalent to winds that are over 250 miles per hour, like, you know, huge, like Cat 5 hurricanes are moving that fast and have winds that fast. So you can imagine the destruction of that wow. body of material as it perps out onto the highway.
Wow. Explain a little more the science of how fires can lead to this kind of flooding.
Fires are one element that leads to this type of thing. The other thing is just the natural nature of the area and the background geology and the slopes and the types of sediment. But the fires, the thing that the fires do is they pretty much remove all the things that are binding the slopes together. The three largest fires in Colorado history came in 2020, and you can see that now that the monsoonal rains are coming, those fires have resulted in a huge amount of material being washed off of the slopes because the fires take down the trees, they take down the bushes, but they also take down the soil. The soil gets broken down, the structure of the soil, all the organic matter that binds the soil together gets burned up in effect, and all the root structures get burned up, and you even begin to fuse some of the bits of soil together. It's as climate's changing, you're getting you're getting both the soil structure and these big fires that are coming through because you're increasing the temperature and decreasing the humidity and getting lower rainfalls over an average and possibly higher winds that are drying out things. So you're getting these big, you know, climate-driven fires that are coming through, and then you're getting these big climate-driven monsoons that are coming in and going, I'm just going to wash the earth clean. And so they're just sending all this stuff down.
So in that case, I wonder if there is a way to prevent something like this from happening. In other words, if you have a big fire, you know where it is, could crews go out and somehow shore up the landscape after it burns?
Yeah, so you're asking, is there some mitigation that can be done either before or after the effects? One of the things that you typically do when you see this type of fire come through, you know, and I know they probably do this a lot in California around the really urban areas, is you can lay out mats where you can sort of try to revegetate the surface after these fires come through. But, you know, these fires were coming through here in October, you know, so by that time you didn't really have a growing season where you could put out mats of vegetation and do anything and try to mitigate that way. One of the things that we may want to look at in the future is these very narrow gorges and narrow sort of chutes where this material is collecting in the upper parts of the hills and the mountains and then sort of being funneled and really, you know, shoot out through these areas. It could be that you could go up in the upper areas of these chutes and sort of try to mitigate the material that's coming down the chutes, maybe divert it into a couple of different directions where it would be less impactful on the roads and things like that.
But that job is only getting harder. You mentioned climate change. Fires are burning out of control across the West. Mm-hmm. The season is getting longer and more extreme because the climate is getting hotter. What should we be thinking about as these catastrophic mudslides become more and more common?
Well, I mean, I think that we're already very conscious of the impact of changing climate. We fully understand the need to balance the beauty and the growth of the trees and the vegetation with the need to mitigate the urban wildfire sort of landscape. The other thing that people have to be aware of when they're buying homes or they're living in areas is they have to be slide aware. They have to be earth aware. They have to be aware that the earth is going to respond to monsoonal rains. It's going to respond to fires. It's going to respond to floods. You don't need to be walking across these chutes or driving across these chutes whenever there has been a big rainfall and they're active. I would say that, you know, my opinion is when you have a big monsoonal rainfall like that up in an area like Glenwood Canyon, the government probably needs to be a little more proactive about doing an emergency shutdown of the freeway, just trying to be aware of the impacts of these things and sort of mitigating it around it.
It's a reminder that we're at the whim of nature, even whether we know it or not. Yeah. Leslie Wood, professor of geology at the Colorado School of Mines, thank you for taking some time with us today. I do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks a lot.